You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. We'll have sports for you in just a few minutes, but right now we do have Northfield's Police Chief Mark Elliott joining us. Chief, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Jeff, and good morning, listeners.
It has been a very eventful 4th of July weekend for a lot of different reasons, but we wanted to bring you in to give us kind of an update on what is the latest information you have on the missing girl, the 6-year-old
Reagan.
Reagan, yes. What's the latest?
So we did a press conference yesterday with an update on kind of our latest information, and we have been searching Mississippi River Park up outside of Rice, Minnesota in Stearns County. That's where her cell phone last shut off, the mother, and so we searched that area pretty extensively over the last 3 days, and we have not been able to locate Elle. But we did locate actually Elle's cell phone, and then Lisa Wade, the mother's cell phone, car keys, and her purse. And that's obviously important to this case because we also discovered that the mother, Lisa Wade, had contact with the deputy on the 23rd there and had said she was hiking and lost her her purse, which contained her phone and keys, and needed help to be able to get another key to be able to leave. And so we know she was up there then. And, you know, we're still looking for anybody that's had any information or had seen Elle or Lisa after June 19th. We've talked to some people who saw them together on the 19th, so we know she was there. You know, this is a tough case. I think everybody in the public knows that. I've certainly heard from a lot of people around town, and you know, they're concerned, and it's a heartbreaking case. And we're still hopeful that we can locate Elle. You know, maybe Lisa's mother, you know, sent her with some friends or something like that. But at this point, we just don't have any evidence that's the case.
Mm-hmm. Chief Mark Elliott is with us. We're talking about the disappearance of Elle Reagan. From a standpoint of friends in the immediate circle, you've mentioned there was some contact with some family members during that time. Did she have many friends in this area that she talked with? Have you got any information from them?
You know, I would say she had a smaller friend group from what we can tell than your average person in the community. Her and Elle were very close, and she really spent a lot of time with Elle and focusing on that. Certainly some other parents through school, through sports, she had some interactions with, but not a lot that we can tell. Some family in the area, which she had some contact with, but again, not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, the mother, Lisa Wade, by all indications, what we have so far is it looks like she committed suicide, and that makes it difficult. Obviously we can't get any information there. And just this situation overall really highlights the importance of, you know, having some support and the importance of mental health for all of us. You know, we've talked about it on the air here. We've got some new resources in the county here, our community-based coordinators, which can help people navigate that need for mental health support. They provide crisis mental health support, but they can also, just folks that are struggling day-to-day, they can put them in touch with resources to help folks. I'm sure we've all experienced those times where things just seem overwhelming to us, and it's really helpful to have someone to talk to. So we really encourage people, if they're struggling, reach out. You know, nationwide, we're going to see the rollout of 988 later this month, which is a crisis line for mental health, substance abuse, people who are battling things like that. They can dial 988, and they will be connected immediately with resources that can help them.
From the standpoint of the ongoing investigation, you've had the BCA, the FBI have been involved in this. Who is leading the investigation at this point going forward?
Well, it's our case. It's our investigation. Mm-hmm. But obviously, we're a small department. We have limited resources. So certainly those partners bring a lot more resources for us, both in the terms of people, investigators, mm-hmm. but also technological capabilities. We mentioned that we have used some cell phone data to be able to track her movements. And working with those other partners, they have technical investigators that are very experienced and have the tools, software tools and things like that to help us analyze that data.
Police Chief Mark Elliott is with us. Anything else you'd like to pass along to the public about this particular case?
You know, we've had folks reach out and say, hey, we'll come and help search. And certainly if we need that, we will reach out and we will ask for help from the public or from groups if we need that. We don't have anywhere to search right now other than the areas that we're aware of. If something does become available, we will make that announcement and ask for help.
There's one other event that happened over the weekend that has been brought to our attention by some neighbors in Greenvale area about a death of a young man over the weekend as well. It kind of got lost within all the chaos that has been happening over the weekend. Can you shed any light on a death in Greenvale Apartments?
Yeah, we did have an overdose death. Of a young man, I believe 19 years old. And our initial investigation at the scene, there was some drugs present that contained fentanyl. And that's something we're seeing again and again. Virtually all of our overdoses that we're having throughout our service area and throughout Rice County are related to fentanyl. Years ago, heroin was certainly a concern, and it still is, but we're just seeing so many more that have fentanyl, and fentanyl is just so powerful, and especially our illicit drug supply that contains fentanyl, it's just such an unknown. People are really gambling by using those. This young man was alone at the time. A roommate who was out of town camping discovered him when he came home. So the dangers of using alone, we talk about. We've got our most mobile opioid support team within Rice County that's available. Our community-based coordinators can get folks in touch with that. We've got naloxone giveaway program or leave-behind program. Folks can get Narcan, it's more commonly known as. They can get that at many locations throughout the city. I know our public library hands it out to anybody that thinks they may need it. And again, our substance abuse counselors are available for folks that want to try to break addiction and get clean. So there are resources out there for folks. We just need them to reach out. And our most program, we'll talk to friends, we'll talk to family members, things like that. It's not part of the police department. I mean, we're partners in it, but this is a separate standalone group that can offer that support. And a lot of times it might be a family member that's concerned. And they can reach out, and they will give them the resources to try to help make contact with that person in addiction and try to get them the help that they need.
All right. Chief, I know you have a very busy schedule. We really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, and we wish you the best of luck going on in the future.
Thank you, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. That is Northfield Police Chief Mark Elliott. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080.